Adigo operator.
Joined. Joined.
Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Tanya.
And how are you today?
Oh, I need more time in my week.
Oh, don't I know that. Okay, one moment. Let me get Ian on the phone.
Joined.
Matthias.
Joined.
Hi, Matthias. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello.
Who else do we have on the call?
I don't know.
Hello. Just joined the call.
Oh, see who?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi, is it Mattia?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you. You sound like you're very far away. Let me see if I can change that on my phone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it sounds like you're very far away.
It's very, very quiet, your voice.
Yeah.
Hello, Sherry.
Hello.
Okay.
It's just us at the moment. I'm sure more will join.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Wolf?
Hello. This is Wolf speaking.
Hi, Wolf. This is Matthias.
Ah, hallo, Matthias. Sag bloß, ich bin der Erste.
Nein, Cheryl ist noch hier und Suhu.
Okay. Dann hoffe ich ja, dass der Wolfgang dazu kommt, denn der Adam hat sich ja entschuldigen lassen.
Ja, genau.
More letters than I needed. Sorry. Okay, why is Darlene not?
Bogdan, Manole.
Joined.
Hi, Bogdan.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Bogdan. Bogdan, you know that we will be in another call conference tomorrow afternoon.
At what hour?
I think, as far as I remember, it's the same time. But it's Uralo. No, it's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock CET or UTC?
CET.
Uh-huh. Unfortunately, tomorrow I don't think I'll be available.
So, shall I note your apologizes?
Please do so.
Okay.
So should we all dial back in on 1738 then, Matt?
Darlene.
No, I
joined.
Think we should stay. Because Gisela, I think Gisela is on the other line and she just informs everybody who's on 1738.
Okay.
No, I was just on 1738. This is Darlene. And all of you sit there listening to Muzak and saying, wait for the subscriber. So who knows how many others out there, you know, are just in that holding pattern.
Well, if she uses the pin, then she'll get in and everybody else gets in, and then she can just...
Okay.
Bit of an oops. Who's chairing?
Ich weiß I think Wolfgang is supposed to chair this working group.
He's not on the call yet, is he?
Yes.
Yes, I thought I heard Wolfgang join, didn't I?
Oh, did you?
Is there a possibility to have an urgent call to Wolfgang via his handy? Do you want me that I call him?
I can call him.
Huh?
I can call him if you want.
Okay. Please just try it, Matthias.
Okay, I'll do that.
Very lonely for Darlene and I in the Adobe Connect room. Not that we don't mind chatting to each other, but it will confuse the summit working group, the summit planning meeting, if we keep chatting in there.
How many meetings are going on at the moment? At the very same time.
At this particular time, this is the only one I'm aware of, and at this time, at
because I don't know of any others neither.
They've been very, they've worked very hard, Gisela has worked very hard to try and make sure that there is only one meeting in any given hour.
Yeah. But may help to avoid confusions. But except Wolfgang and Adam, I have not seen any further interactions or comments on the working group 4 list the last days. But I'm a bit surprised that Wolfgang is not in yet.
Indeed.
I did do a reply to Adams, but it hasn't made it through yet. I'm having some difficulties with my email.
That would be a little bit like having laryngitis.
Yeah.
I would be most distressed if I were you, darling.
Yeah, well, at least Skype's still working, eh?
Thank heaven. Well, in the absence of Wolfgang and in Adam's state of apology, I would encourage another one of you to step up to the bat and chair the meeting. I am quite serious about my role in all of these working groups being here to help and just as an observer, but I think it's very important that these working groups have their own energy and are not just yet another voice for me. One of you grab the roll and then do a roll call. Who is your rapporteur?
That'd be me.
Is there anyone else who's been elected to a higher position, darling?
Oh, I haven't been elected. I just volunteered and everybody else was quite happy with it. We haven't done any elections yet.
Well, that's fine. Doesn't matter how you've been sorted to the top. You've sorted yourself to the top. Go for it, girl.
No, I can't chair this meeting. No.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I can rapporteur it.
Someone has to. Come on, get it going.
I think Wolf should.
Well,
come on, Wolf.
Whoever does it, get going, because I know Sue A, for example, from Vietnam, has been on the call as long as I have, so 15 minutes down and 30 minutes for Darlene to stay. Get going, guys.
Wolf, what kind of results are you looking for? Any results for the summit facilitators? What do you mean?
Survey. We discussed repeatedly in summit working group that the program slots should be leaded by the input or the resource persons. In the given case, it would be Adam and it would be Wolfgang, but we would further need a chair or facilitator person or personality, and then the rapporteurs. And for the facilitators, I think about 10 days ago, Nick sent an inquiry via the list that facilitators are needed in several program slots at the summit. And I don't know whether the staff has already got some responses to this request.
Yeah, I don't know.
Matthias? Matt, can you answer that question?
I think he's probably busy catching up with Wolfgang.
I'm back. I'm sorry, I just heard my name. What was the question?
The question was whether you have got already some responses or results for the summit facilitators.
Oh, for the thematic sessions.
Huh?
For the sessions at the summit.
Several program slots. I think for the main sessions it will be mostly Cheryl, but for other program slots, particularly for the thematic sessions.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I'm not able to answer this question because I saw that there's an email. There was an email from Alex, but it was sent on Friday, and I didn't have a chance to look at the details of the email. But
yes, there was an earlier one by Nick already, I think, about 10 days ago.
I think that one was a bit later. It was by the end of last week she sent it out.
Oh, okay.
When do we have the next summit meeting? Isn't it tomorrow or Wednesday?
Yes, it depends what part of the world you're in. Yes is the answer.
Okay.
Yep. Yes, it's 4 hours, or it's 3 hours later than this one, plus 24 hours.
Oh, okay. I'm getting confused now.
Cheryl, may I ask again? There were two options asked, and you said yes. You were confirming option one or option two, tomorrow or Wednesday?
Well, Wolf, I'm going to actually go back into my Google calendar because there are so many meetings on. I simply do what my calendar tells me.
Okay.
It's a bit of a tragedy. I'm now looking at it, and it tells me that it is my tomorrow, which means it's UTC on the 17th.
This will be tomorrow. Evening, I guess.
That would be what? Being it's part of my morning, correct.
I have to verify the recent changes at the summit workspace.
It's 2100 UTC tomorrow.
This means 10 o'clock CET.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Okay, I tried Wolfgang, but I couldn't reach him.
Okay, may I suggest, I know via the list that Wolfgang and Adam prepared already quite a lot of things for this working group. But having the, our main sheep in it, I think it won't be very productive. So we should better postpone it.
Oh, I just got an email from Max, Max Senges, and he was trying the other conference ID, and it didn't work. So maybe if he joined, well, he hasn't been on the last call, though. So I'm not sure if he...
Can we do a quick roll call as who all is here? I've got Wolf Ludwig, myself, Cheryl, Matthias. Who else?
Who I is here?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Bogdan Manolea.
Pardon me?
And Bogdan Manolea from Romania.
Bogdan is from Apti. Romania is also in, yes.
Ah, sorry, that's a really weird connection. It sounds like Romania is under about 100 feet of water. Yeah.
Well, just 2 inches of snow.
That I can understand.
If Max joins you in particular, but regardless, I mean, you do have background material. You've all indicated your interest in this topic. Start a discussion, even if it's what shall we focus on, because it's a huge topic that you need to narrow down to what are you going to have out as a product at the end of your time in Mexico.
Cheryl, may I?
Please.
I think the posting from Adam today to me was the most interesting and the most relevant so far, because he raised the basic question again. What does it mean? What does accountability mean? And what does transparency mean? What are the methods to gain this? Because it does not only make sense to ask for it, that it should be used in the... or have a stronger role at ICANN. It must be specified in an ICANN context. And this other question, Adam, in my eyes, raised in a very sophisticated way in his mail today.
Indeed,
and this,
to me, is a
good basis for the discussion already.
I agree with you, Wolf. Expectations need to be clearly outlined. Otherwise,
exactly.
There will be a mismatch between expectation and delivery.
Yes, exactly. That's one of the crucial points, I think.
I agree.
I don't think we even have enough people on this call to actually do formal elections. Maybe that should be taken to the list.
I think you are right, Darlene.
And to
all right, well, you know what? I'll take on that job of taking the elections to the list and get that moving so that, you know, we can at least be a little bit better together that way.
And if it ends up that Wolfgang and Adam are happy to continue their lead, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
No.
Simply,
although it might be nice to have another vice chair, because we do show here that we need a permanent chair and two vice chairs. So, you know, might work better that way. I don't know.
Well, and if you can try very hard to be as broad in your regional and gender representation, that would be delightful.
Okay. I have a role. I'm a rapporteur. I just hate sharing stuff.
Well, what else are you going to do online then?
That's Matthias. I have a question. Do you want me to? Do you want us to schedule the next call a bit earlier than that? Because I saw that Adam has difficulties joining us at that time because it's like 2 a.m. for him in the morning. And the last call was at the same time. So I'm not sure if maybe we need to change times.
Are you going to
Way earlier than this one. It's all, it's exactly lunchtime here for me right now, which is fine. I have been munching on my sandwich, which means noon. So, I mean, I could go up to 5 hours earlier than this one.
Okay.
Could you see what works for Sue Wei in Vietnam while she's on the line?
Yeah, I am here, and it's fine with me. Actually, it is 12:30 in the night, but it's
12.
Okay for me.
Oh, so she's exactly 12 hours different from me. Wow.
So going earlier as well would be advantageous for significant parts of Asia to join you.
And what about you, Wolf? Could you do it during the daytime, or do you prefer in the evenings?
To be honest, I would prefer in the evening, but I could arrange also during daytime.
Okay.
If it's not next Monday, then the IGF consultation going on in Geneva, I will be there all day. But otherwise, this week I'm quite flexible.
Perhaps you should also decide then what day is going to be most appropriate for you to take another meeting.
Well, for me, Thursday would be better than Friday, let's say.
Should we make a doodle for Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, I think it would be helpful.
Yeah, that might be good for me. Yeah, and in that case, if it's going to be Thursday or Friday of this week, like the earlier the better. Like even if I'm on a call at 5 o'clock in the morning, I don't care. That would be 7 hours earlier than this one. Because I'm at a whole conference in Vancouver, and I'm presenting as well. So I'm kind of tied up those 2 days, but it's okay.
Okay.
Could I encourage you to go for the earliest option? Because it does allow you to have a little bit more time before you meet face to face. So if you decide on a time for next Thursday, so if you can check with Sue Wei and Wolfgang and Max either online or here if he's able to join you, you will, I think, go a long way forward then to having had some online discussions based on what Wolf has raised from Adam's preparatory work. And I do agree with you, Wolf. Adam's preparatory work is a perfect place to start. Now, how much earlier do you think you may be able to make it? Obviously, 2 a.m. is inconvenient for Adam. Would midnight or would 10 p.m. be better for him?
Well, Matthias, could you clarify Adam's preferences? Adam is very important, I think, for this working group. And I would be prepared to be rather flexible, whatever is convenient for Adam.
Matt, can you have a look at the doodle that was filled in for the change of the time for the ALAC meeting? Perhaps that will assist.
Well,
with
I recall an email from Adam saying that he's available from 9 in the morning his time until 3 in the morning.
Obviously today that hasn't worked because this meeting started at 2 in the morning for him.
Yeah, but I think today was a special reason because he had a busy day. I think for him, the earlier the better. But that's what he told us. He said from 9 till 3 in the morning that's okay.
Well, I'm hearing that something about minus 4 hours on today's call would work for everybody. That is in Sue Wei's morning. It's in. Is that early enough for you, Darlene? Do you want it minus 5? Darlene? Somebody muted Darlene?
Let me check. I don't think so.
She's gone to get a cold drink as well as a sandwich.
Well, maybe you can say Thursday, 10 UTC. From maybe 10 to 12 UTC, and then same time on Friday. And we'll send out the duel for that.
Does that work for you, Wolfgang from Romania? Does that work for you?
I'm so sorry about that.
Unfortunately,
Darlene here. -4 or -5 would be fine.
For me, for Bogdan, so unfortunately I'll be away on Thursday and Friday, so that's out of the question this week.
Well, maybe we can have a follow-up call next week. We could have one on Thursday and then one early or mid Wednesday or Thursday next week. Well, no, that's actually not possible because then on Thursday you're all traveling, right?
The following one, yes, they should be.
Yep.
Cool. Sue, will that work for you? 10
yes,
PM UTC?
I think, yeah, I will adapt it to the new schedule because actually I think whatever schedule work for Adam and Wolf, so that we have information and things to share and to comment on. I have to question earlier because they said that somebody would list brainstorming of the main ideas. And do the outreach for the at large, and then I don't get the answer, so I don't know if I'm wrong or.
It is very hard to hear you. Could I encourage you to yell at us? I know that is not your style, but if you repeat your question to this group, you may get an answer.
So I responded to email about how to start with working group number 4, and I have two questions. First, he asked somebody from the working group. I suppose he asked I have been the list first of the items as a suggestion. And we as a working group, we comment on it.
Hello.
And so far, we haven't received this kind of list. And the second question is to do the outreach. So that they can contribute to the same working group idea, not just a few people like this. And both my question, nobody answered it. I don't know what can I do with that.
Darlene,
I'm really sorry. I couldn't hear hardly anything that Sue just said. There's a lot of background internoise with children or background noise with children and stuff that goes right over her voice.
Yes, I found it very difficult as well. What I could ascertain was that the question had been raised in the email list in reply to Wolf's or someone's point. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a subscriber to the list. Let me have a look and see if I can get into the list. One of the advantages of you using the Adobe Connect space is you're not going to lose these sorts of questions. Can I seriously encourage you to post not just on email, because it would appear that email is not necessarily as reliable for everyone as some of us believe it is, and that if you also post not just to an email, but also to the Adobe Connect room, then your questions will also be collected for discussion in your face-to-face, if not in your preparatory meetings. One thing, Matthias, I don't see a share. Can you change the size of the discussion or notes or whatever, so that we can
size.
Have a different, because to me, copying across what Adam's email content is, for example, could go there, and then people can start their online discussion in a communal space.
Yeah, let me change that.
Darlene, do you think that would make your life as rapporteur easier as well?
I think so, yes. That sounds great.
Good idea, yes.
Okay. So, Sue, could you... are you able to connect to the Adobe Connect room, if not during this call, as soon as possible, and repost your question into the share space, the discussion space that will be there, and then I'm sure that the rest of the group will
joined.
Will do their very best. Hi, Max. Okay. It's confusing when you're told the wrong numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm very sorry. Hi, everybody. I don't know. I must have been looking up some wrong information.
Not at all. It's not your fault. You were misled cruelly by staff, and they will be taken out and seriously dealt with.
I think floggings are in order.
I shall bring a brown boot lace or a feather to do exactly that then.
Alrighty.
They have a horrendous amount on at the moment, and it simply wasn't updated. But I'm quite sure I can see Matthias mentally on bended knee as I'm saying this.
Okay, that sounds good. I hope you have a productive meeting so far. I'm just going to try to jump in the way where you are.
Can I ask Wolf or Darlene to bring Max up to speed then?
Well, Max, we are already about more than half an hour behind the schedule, and our leaders, Adam apologized for this call, and Wolfgang seems not to be available or at disposal at the moment, and we suggest that then it may be better to postpone this working group call to Thursday or Friday, and to check before whether we find a more convenient time slot for Adam to participate, because Adam brought one of the main inputs to the list already, and I think or others we should discuss along the lines Adam outlined already.
Okay, Friday would be possible for me.
Matthias will post a doodle survey to find an appropriate hour and day for the postponed working group call.
If I may, there are a couple of matters that you could still deal with from Adam's posting to your list. Now I've got into it. One, for example, is this: when is the best time to invite experts/outside speakers to your session in Mexico? Wolfgang has made a suggestion that Roar Lenisburu, I'm not sure if I got that right, I'm sure I didn't, from the PSC, and Everton Lurker from the GAC could add some interesting comments, particularly about the JPA. He also pointed out that he believed Marilyn Cade joined the Working Group Number 2 teleconference. Let me confirm, yes, she did. And I would suggest, I would strongly suggest that should you wish to have people from the PSC in particular, and I'm quite sure that they would be more than happy to join your session, that that you get Matt to note that, and we make a formal invitation. So if perhaps you could, as a group now, decide do you wish to have someone from the PSC and or GAC to join you for a start-up discussion in Mexico, if you do wish that, then we will make the magic happen as best we can. Is that a wish you wish to pursue?
I'm strongly in favor of that.
In that case, I'm also in favor.
I'm really, really in favor of that. And Adam, though, he mentioned, like, should we have it earlier in the agenda or later when there might be more people around? And my thought on that is earlier, because by Tuesday we've got to have these, you know, statements ready to run. So, but yeah, yes and early.
Okay, well,
I support Stalin.
I must say I'm very heartened to hear that resolve from you all. Matthias, you and I will make sure that all the right invitations go out to all the right people. And I would think that before your next teleconference, you can have a confirmation. Do you wish someone to join you on your next teleconference or only in the face-to-face meeting in Mexico is the next question.
I would like to leave this up to Wolfgang or Adam what they consider as most constructive.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to, Darlene, if you can make sure that that's recorded as an outcome from this minute, this meeting, and we'll make sure that that obviously they're both copied in on the invitation and the responses to that. I know you did indicate, Darlene, that earlier is better, but I would like to encourage it to actually be earlier in the face-to-face opportunities. My reasoning is that I really doubt you are going to get 100% participation in your next call, even moving it to a 2000 UTC time. A 1000 UTC time. And what I think may happen is you'll end up with your expert from PSC or experts from PSC and or GAC saying the same thing to a smaller and then expanded group. You know that the working group will be locked in a room and denied food and water until such times as they do something in the summit. No, that's not true. We'll give you food and water, won't even lock the doors. But you do know that you all will be in the same space, and perhaps it would be better management to ask your guests to join you at that very first of the working group sessions when you know you'll have maximum input. Is that something you agree with or disagree with?
I agree.
I'm fine with that.
Max?
Yeah, sure. It's always good to have them early in the planning.
I'm also okay with it. Just a short point. If you could, when you have the names of the people that will participate, it could be better to give us on the list and maybe a short reference so we may have a better idea what will happen.
Yes.
Certainly.
I'm rapporteur here, and I don't know half of these people. It's like, gee, a list would be good so I can get their names right.
can I suggest then that the other thing that should go in your working space, Matthias, perhaps you can do that into the Adobe room, because I am going to keep herding you towards the Adobe room. I will continue to try that we link the relevant President Strategy Committee page link and document link. The President Strategy Committee is focused and enormously focused on the matters of transparency and accountability. There is an enormous amount of background material that is able to be found in their space, and one of your greatest opportunities from your working group is in fact to influence their process, because it is their process that will be influencing ICANN most strongly. So I'm quite confident that if no one else will be there, Marilyn Cade will do her best to join you. The other one, and I think most of you have met Marilyn in prior meetings or telephone calls, Darlene, the gentleman from the Brazilian government who is the vice chair of the GAC is called Everton Lucero. That's E-V-E-R-T T-O-N-L-U-C-E-R-O. And Urgio was the suggestion of Wolfgang. He's spelled Y-R-J-O. And a second name, L-E-N-S-I-P-U-R-O. But Matthias will make sure that that Nick does those invitations, I would suggest probably in the next couple of hours. When is he joining you in MDR, Matt? You there now?
Yeah, I think he's already here.
Okay, all right then.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the last name you just said? I wasn't able to write it down.
Lenispiro, L-E-N-S-I.
Oh, Lenispiro. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, I have it.
Yeah, you find it in Adam's mail, Matthias.
Okay, no, I wasn't confused. Okay, I just I put the link to the documents page of this working group into the Adobe Connect room, and on this link you have you will find the link to the PSC web space, and also to the audio recording of the discussion we had earlier.
Excellent, Matt. Can I ask? Sorry, I put my hand up so we know that it's me wanting to speak. Can I ask that? Thank you. You're doing exactly what... You're psychic. Well done. Can you reorganize the page? And yes, he has.
I was trying to do that for the last 10 minutes.
Right. At that point, I will lower my hand. And
that's good.
Excellent. I'm going to, as soon as we... can I type into the note, or are you going to put in another discussion page?
Okay, I got to run now, so anything else I'm missing from now on, maybe you can send to me, Cheryl, or I will look at the Adobe room, okay?
It'll be in that Adobe space, mate.
Lovely. I will do that then. Thanks, guys.
Bye. You've run almost, I think, you know... a reasonable amount of meeting time. Is there anything else from, other than copying some things across to the Adobe space that you want to finalise now so that you're ready to up and run at your next meeting? I think it's important that Sue Wei gets into the Adobe room and copies her question, because there's nothing worse than an unanswered question.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you. And Max, have you had time to look at Adam's startup email?
I'm trying to look at it now. I'm having connection problems on the internet, so I browsed it, and now I wanted to look at it again, but I'm still loading.
I tell you what, if this internet thing ever takes off and they get it to work properly, right? one of the questions that was raised earlier, Max, just to bring you up to speed and to make sure everyone is...
Gareth Sherwin.
Joined.
Hi, Gareth. because I really do like to repeat things and summarise at the end. And now Wolf has been disconnected, which is most distressing. So the telephone system should also be able to be working, let alone the internet thing. Is that one of the first points that the group wanted to do, and Gareth, this just brings you up to speed as well, is to actually do some definitions of what you as a group of people think is accountability and transparency.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, as the internet end-using public or as ALS representatives, when you say to ICANN, we want you to be transparent and we want you to be accountable, exactly what does that mean in your mind? And I think from my outsider's point of view, because I am trying to stand away from each of the working groups, because it's the grassroots discussion that we want to tease out of the summit, I think that's a huge and very important thing to establish. There will be a mismatch between expectation and delivery unless the definitions and the expectations are clearly set out. So that would be an incredibly useful activity for your working group to do. It would be something that I'm confident the President's Strategy Committee would be very grateful for, to have an understanding of what it means in Vietnam or Turkey when you say, I want you to be accountable and I want you to be transparent. Might be vastly different to what it means when me from Australia says, I want you to be transparent and I want you to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some seemingly simple, but when you get into it, I think quite challenging first steps discussions for your working group. And,
mm-hmm.
and because the President's Strategy Committee, who's one of their primary focuses is transparency and accountability for ICANN as an internationalised entity, we've all seen that they're going out and discussing with the inverted commas public what they want, but the public they're accessing are people who already have a established body of expectations and work when they say we want you to be accountable and transparent. They're talking from a government experience view or an NGO view, but we also need to satisfy, and your working group is unique in its ability to answer, what is the average internet end user's view. You might also want to explore what the measures of trust would be for a genuinely global, internationalised organisation to be looking after the naming, numbering and nomenclature of the internet. What would you think is a set of trustworthy characteristics? So your next meeting, Matt's going to be doing a doodle. I believe it's going to be either the Thursday or Friday of this week, and it will be at 1000 UTC. You're going to have an invitation extended to members of the President's Strategy Committee and also to the Vice Chair of the GAC to see which or how many of them may be available to join you at the very first of your face-to-face meetings in Mexico. You are all going to be encouraged to use the Adobe Connect room, where you can collaborate through the different time zones and have an audit trail of questions and discussion points, because we've noticed that one or two messages to lists are not getting through, and some people are having connectivity problems. Darlene is continuing to act as rapporteur and will follow up on all of this in the Adobe room. Matthias has put the link up to the President's Strategy Committee web space, and I am about to cut and paste the body text that Adam, as one of your leaders in this working group, has put up for discussion. Is there anything else that the later joiners in this working group need to hear from me while I'm proxying on behalf of those who've already left? Gareth, are you up to speed then?
I feel that was a pretty good summary. I don't know, of course, whether it was everything, but it certainly gave me a better idea of what's next.
Yeah.
Well, my role as outside interferer was simply to do my best on bringing you up to what happened in the first few minutes of the call. Let me also apologise for the confusion with the dial-in numbers. As I said, I will take brown boot like for a feather and deal with staff seriously. Perhaps they're ticklish.
Thank you on that. Actually, that was a very good introduction. I also liked it. And I will raise a question for the other members. I was thinking this afternoon as I was looking at some of the transparency-related documents of ICANN, if this experience that ICANN has already on transparency and accountability could be passed to the other registrars or registries and to the CCTLDs in form of a recommendation. This might be, I don't know, probably this might be too much or not in the interest of our group, but
it's a point that I, for one, would be interested to see some more.
Can I encourage you to...
I will write it, yes.
Yeah, well, not only write it, but encourage you to continue to move your group in that direction. There will be an enormous amount of work focused post-Mexico on exactly this topic.
Mm-hmm.
And if I put my chair of the ALAC hat on for a moment, what I would like to see is each and every one of the ALSs having come to the summit, having, if not been in the specific working group, having learned from those in the specific working group on accountability and transparency, as much as they can from you, from your discussion, that they feel empowered to network with you all and be an effective voice of the community in this process. I would like to think that you will be directly influencing the ALAC view, for example, that will be put in when the matters of transparency and accountability are being discussed in the formal public comment period, but also in directly advice to the board. I'd also like to suggest that in the Sydney meeting, the support organisations and advisory committees of ICANN, which of course includes the at-large advisory committee, are now sitting at a table working together between face-to-face sessions, at least at the chair level, and we are having joint meetings at each of our face-to-face sessions. We're not focusing specifically on transparency and accountability for our joint sessions in Mexico, but we are most likely to be doing that in the Sydney and quite possibly the Seoul meeting as well. So what you've proposed is exactly what could and should be happening, that we will have a direct influence from the work of your working group across to the Government Advisory Committee and the other support organisations.
Mm-hmm.
So yay team. I'd be very happy if that was the case. Matt, I'm having trouble putting anything into the notes. Is there a reason that I can't write into notes?
I think there is.
Well, make it better. Well, there'll be two feathers coming across.
I make you a host. That should help.
That would be good. Thank you.
I make you all hosts.
And in fact, it's essential that everyone has write capabilities into the working group, Adobe Rooms. So perhaps, Matt, you'll might take a little bit of homework, and either you or Gazella could... make sure everyone who has access to a working group also has rights, not just read access to it.
Well, everybody has. Everybody can set himself as a host. The thing is, we cannot make people host automatically. People have to upgrade themselves.
Well,
but if you have, there's this button on the bottom of the screen where you should be able to.
You need to then educate us, and perhaps putting an actual instruction near the Adobe Room link on each of the meeting pages would be extremely handy. Okay? And that would go across all the working groups.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any other business that your group wishes to conduct right now? If not, I wish you all the very best. I want to assure you that you have the large advisory committee's support in the work that you do. I hope you don't mind me or someone else from the executive committee dropping in from time to time. We're not looking over your shoulder so much as feeling a little bit like children on a birthday morning or a Christmas morning. The work of the working groups is like these glorious presents that we're terribly excited about, and I'm not very good at patience. I'm very keen to look at the outcomes and to watch the discussions that you're having, and certainly staff will do everything that they possibly can, including making sure that they update the various spaces accurately with the full details that to make your work go well. Thank you all, and hopefully I'll be able to drop in and see how you're going next Thursday or Friday, whenever your meeting is. Bye for now.
Thank you. Hear you soon and meet you in Mexico.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Matthias.
Left.
Max.
Left. Left.
Bogdan, Manole.
Left. Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.